back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
And investors, it's time for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids. Pete Bry is in. And the topic today is generating income. And we invite your participation in our discussion this morning at 715-424-2600 or pound 1320 on your U.S. cellular phone. And with that, we welcome back our economics professor, Peter Bry.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
A little bummed out about the Badgers last night.
Yeah, ran into a buzzsaw, just to show you how old I am. The guy who scored 33 points, Gatens, his father and I played against each other as Badgers and Hawkeyes back in the 70s.
And you're going, oh, they're doing it to us again. Well, we got a very interesting topic, because when you talk about generating income, that is something investors love to do. They love dividend checks, as most of us do, and we're going to be talking about generating income from the stock market. So do some introduction to our material for this morning.
All right. I think this is such an important topic because we're kind of in unprecedented times. History tells you as closer you get to retirement and in retirement, a lot, if not the majority of your portfolio should be in CDs and bonds and things that are very protected against loss of principal. And up until, like, even as late as 2007, the money market was paying 5%. You could get 5% on CDs and bonds fairly easily. And it wasn't like the 80s when I started and you could get double digits on CDs and municipal bonds and all those things. But now, since the 2008 financial crises, the Federal Reserve has said, all right, 0% is where we want to keep the Fed funds rate. And consequently, they have now, as part of their strategy, publicly came out and said of where they thought they would keep rates and for what duration. At their last meeting, they talked about 2014, that there's a good possibility we'd basically still be at 0%. Well, maybe for the economy and things like that, that's a great thing. But for the investor who had been using his CDs, who had been using his bonds for income because his bills continue to come in, and surprisingly enough, none of them go down. you look at what's going on with gasoline again. You go to the grocery store. You do any kind of health care. All those particular really day-to-day necessities are dramatically greater than inflation. So, hence the topic. And I think that, because of that, I think investors need to, for a portion of their portfolio, look outside the box. And so there's been a great movement of front lately, but as a career investor, as someone who's been doing this for 30 years, early on, I understood the value of dividends. If you look at the total return over the last 60 to 100 years, in essence, half the return to investors has been through dividends.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting because you and I, preparing for our broadcast this morning, we're talking about the good old days of consolidated papers. And one of the things investors always loved about consolidated papers were those dividend announcements. I mean, I can remember I always would, I mean, that was big news. I mean, we would put it out on the local news right away once we got the press release from consolidated papers, okay? They just declared another dividend of whatever. And so, it's something that the an investor can understand.
Well, when you get the check in the mail, you know it's real. You know,
right.
You can cash it, you can spend it, you can save it, you can gift it, you can do lots of things with it, all right? When you have own a stock, obviously you're not really always privy to the building and the personnel and stuff like that. But the dividend's real. It's a return on something that you've got your money working on. And Consolidated probably was one of the really good examples of because I think for long-time holders of Consolidated, they've seen that dividend grow. And see, one of the big advantages, if you can do the analysis and get into the right companies, and we'll talk about that a little in a while, but is that if you get a CD or you get a bond, they give, for the most part, give you the exact same amount of interest for the duration. So if you're in a 5-year bond and it pays you 5%, you're going to get 5% for the duration. The beauty of having some of your portfolio in dividends is that if you are a long-term holder, and most of Consolidated investors were long-term holders, and very beneficial to them, as you know, in the 80s, that stock split three times. Each year, you get a pay raise. And it's not like, oh, you really worked hard this year, or, you know, you get a pay raise based on an investment you made. So your original investment, if you get shares that have increased their dividends for a period of time, you're getting a pay raise for basically making a good choice earlier. It gives you ability to potentially help stay up with inflation, where a fixed rate instrument, especially at these relatively low rates, don't allow you to do that.
How much, how big of a percentage of a person's financial portfolio should be in this type of an investment?
Well, it's hard to, I think it's a specific instance in terms of evaluating where they are, what the depth of their wealth is, the need for liquidity, do they have events coming up, car purchase, big trip, things like that. So it's hard to say, but you know, the general rule has been, the older you are, usually the less you have in stocks, because stocks are volatile and they go up and they go down. But I do think we're kind of in a stage where good quality companies with long track records of dividends are probably something that retired and seniors need to look a little more at, because without doing that, they're going to have to start getting into their principal to pay their bills.
Which is why, folks, you need to consult the professionals at Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids. And they're real easy to find, aren't you, Peter? That nice little office building right next to the post office.
Right behind the post office.
Okay, and your phone number?
Our phone number is 715-422-0700.
And they will be more than happy to talk with you about these opportunities and how it can help bring some extra cash into your household in your golden years. We're going to take our only break, but the phone lines are open, 424-2600, #1320 on your U.S. cellular phone. With any questions for Pete Bryan on this edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Country Hearth puts as much care and pride into baking our natural breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Country Hearth breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's a PB&J on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White or Turkey Club on our 12-grain, Country Hearth has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on and guarantees satisfied smiles after it's gone. Country Hearth, natural breads baked with care and pride.
Dear Dad,
now it is possible to send an e-card to someone special in the military or a veteran for free.
I hurt my leg riding my bike.
Just log on to thankyouveterans.org.
Got you a gift for your birthday.
And write a personal message.
Except we can play catch for me.
Let someone you know how much you care. Visit thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance for some light snow showers, temperatures staying fairly steady. Then for tonight, still that slight chance for dusting of light snow and a low near 17 degrees. For Saturday, some lingering light snow or flurries in the morning gives way to partly sunny skies, a high temperature in the upper 20s to near 30. And for Saturday night, a low of 23. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Cloudy and 30 at AM 1320. You can listen to Marquette Golden Eagles basketball all season long here on AM 1320. Our next broadcast is tonight at 7:30 when Marquette will be traveling those mountain roads to the West Virginia Mountaineers, brought to you by Hardwood Heating and Refrigeration. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Pete Bry is in the studio. We're talking about generating income from the stock market. And let's talk about the steps we need to take, Pete, in order to do this. How do we go about... Well, first off, people should call 422-0700 and talk to the professionals at Buena Vista Investment Management. But beyond that, what should we be doing? How do we go about doing this in an intelligent way?
Well, you know, I think the first reaction is, well, I can go into the paper and just read the yields and, you know, pick out the high yields and
right.
Great. Well, unfortunately, after having done this for 30 years, that usually when there's a very high yield, you need to peel back the onion and see exactly why that is, because oftentimes the market is saying that yield and that dividend's going to be cut. So some of the things that we feel at Buena Vista are very important when we are looking for a stock that we're trying to generate income is first going through the history. How long has this company been paying dividends? There's I ran into preparing for today, ran into an interesting article where they listed 9 companies who have paid uninterrupted dividends for 68 years. Companies like Coke and 3M and Abbott Labs, Procter & Gamble, General Mills. And the significance of that is that you see all those names, very familiar products you use and things like that. But the fact that they have given dividends that long is you see what those names are, is they're well run.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here for a lot longer than you and I are going to be here. And so, you know, there's some stability there and things. The next thing you want to really look at is, have they been raising their dividend?
Okay.
Because a company that raises their dividend is sending you the signal that we're healthy, we're doing well financially, and we want you to share in it. And there's several companies, they're called the aristocrats, who basically have a track record of 25 or more consecutive years of raising their dividends.
Well,
and if you think about, if you started at a penny and you doubled it every year for 25 years, you can see how that income flows. So the ability to increase your dividend, having a history of uninterrupted dividends, the ability to increase that dividend obviously gives you relatively a good confidence that if income is one of your major requirements, that these are particular companies that can provide that for you. Then you need to kind of further down and start to get a little more specific. What companies are raising their dividends at a particularly, what's the 5-year growth rate? What is the projection? I mean,
okay.
If a company is projected to increase their dividend 5% a year versus one that's 10% a year, again, take that into consideration, because if inflation is 3% and this particular investment is 5% or 10%, obviously you have the ability to increase your purchasing power or at least maintain it. So those are kind of the big picture things that I think are really important that we look at and that the individual investor needs to look at as they make their decisions.
Let's talk about some of these blue chip companies that are out there. People might not, you gave some examples, but let's talk about some of them that are out there that are paying, they're good stable companies, like you said. They're paying, they've got a good history of paying dividends and they are growing their dividends. What kind of companies are we looking at?
Well, if you look at the Dow, which is 30 stocks,
right,
of a cross section of America, who have been here doing business for a great period of time, you can find a lot of yield in those particular ones. Let's just say the baseline is the 10-year treasury currently is paying 2%.
Okay.
And if you hold it for 10 years, you'll get your 2% a year and you'll get your principal back. Well, AT&T, who's been in the phone business for as long as anyone can really remember,
right?
They pay in 5.8% right now. Hmm. All right, their number one competitor, Verizon, is paying 5.2%. Now, again, remember these percentages are based on the current pricing, and as the purchase price of these particular investments, as they go higher, the yield you lock in would be lower. If they go fall in value, you could pick these up at greater yields. But then let's go into the drug companies. Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson pay 4%, 4.4%, and 3.5%. One of the interesting phenomena in the last 5 years is that technology, which, as we all can attest, in the last 20 years, the astronomical rise in technology and everything is computers and
right.
microchips and mm-hmm. things like that. Companies like Intel, who manufacture chips, is paying a 3.1% dividend. And they're going to continue to manage have chips. Microsoft, which everyone knows,
right.
There's a reason there's a Bill Gates Foundation,
right?
Their dividend is just under 3%. So the interesting thing now is that you can build a fairly diversified portfolio in several different industry groups and get 3% or above yields.
And that's why you need to talk to the professionals at Buena Vista Investment Management about these opportunities. Give them a call at 422-0700. What kind of steps do you take when you determine an individual, the type of diversity that you're going to have in their portfolio? Obviously, every individual is different.
Yeah, we look at a lot of different things. I think one of the things that common sense type thing that a lot of investors miss is that what do you want in your portfolio that will help you hedge price increases?
Okay.
Right now, the most discussed topic on news and almost anywhere you're turning is what's going on with oil.
That's right.
All right? What's going on with oil? Well, we're going to have $4. We're going to have $5. Obviously, it's a tremendous concern because when you start paying $100 to fill up your SUV, are you going on more trips or less? And so, but if you hedge that bet, in other words, if part of your portfolio is invested in a particular yield-producing oil stock, and things like master limited MLPs, master limited partnerships, which we talk about maybe on a different date, or royalty trusts. For example, one of the royalty trusts I have a lot of clients and we do at Buena Vista is Permian Basin Trust, which essentially is a trust that pays monthly dividends. And those dividends are determined by the price that they've got for oil and gas in the last trailing 30 days, for example. So as oil prices go up, your monthly payments go up. And so if you're worried about oil, here's a way that you can hedge it. If oil you have to pay more at the pump and you have an investment that gives you more each month in your portfolio, it's a way to try and hedge that increase. All right?
Okay.
You look at things like utilities.
All right? Another good example.
Utilities, you get a bill every month. You're going to pay electric. You're going to pay all the things that are there. If that bill is going up, it's probably because they're doing well. And if you find a utility that has a history of increasing dividends, unfortunately, one of our utilities is non-stock, but the other one, We Energies or Alliant, both who services this area, have a really good track record. And so by having something in your portfolio there, again, utility of pricing or cost of your bill rises, here, you've got something in your portfolio that takes care of that. So part of developing portfolios is try to, if we're going to do income, let's do things that help you combat inflation. And the other big thing that I continue to look for is how do we get an income, a good producing something with history in the healthcare industry. Because the healthcare industry, obviously, if you've, anyone in your family's been sick and you look at what those bills are and you look at what's going on, you know, to have something, health insurers, you know, when's the last time anyone's premium went down? I'm not sure. But, for them to continue to get that and to find ones that distribute their wealth, their riches, their income back to the, is the way that you can hedge that. So that is part of it. The other part is basically getting in enough different industries so that, as one industry might not be doing as well, someone else, a food company tends to be very good in bad markets.
Right.
A technology company tends to be good in really good markets because it's a little more cyclical. So you try to get a cross section there.
And we live in a world economy now, and we need to take a world view. And there are internet, as you have mentioned in the past, there are international companies that are good opportunities for investors to get some income.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of them are phone companies. A lot of them are staple companies. Unilever is the, for example, the equivalent of Procter & Gamble. How about China Mobile? You think they're going to have any ability to sell cell phones in China? Philip Morris. Ultra, which is called here, is probably an industry, the number of people smoking cigarettes continue to decline and things, but in the world market, is which Philip Morris is their international division, that continues to be a growth industry, and they've continued to increase their dividends. The other way we play the foreign market is, you know, you got foreign companies and you got currency transfers and things like that, but ETFs have become a really interesting. ETF stands for exchange traded funds, and they're basically a stock that acts like a group of companies, and it acts like a common stock rather than a mutual fund. A mutual fund is priced right once a day. An ETF might be 4, 5, 10 companies in a particular themed type investment. So the international, to give you an idea, one of the things we use at Buena Vista is an international ETF, who yields 6.82% to support your thing about international. We also use one. The great irony of our world right now is countries like Brazil and China, India, to name a few, have much better balance sheets than the United States of America, France,
right.
You know, and some of the other long-term, long-time standing, thought to be, you know, the economic leaders of the world. But yet they don't have the history that those countries do. So there's a lot of people that recommend being in emerging markets.
Okay.
Well, we use an ETF in emerging markets that generates a 4% dividend. And so the significance of that is, one, because it's generating a dividend, that means those are the best, most established companies in those emerging world. And so by having a portfolio of them, your risk is somewhat lessened, and you're getting a 4% dividend. So whether it's the large established long-standing companies or the emerging countries' companies, we can generate pretty good income in those.
Okay, so there are so many variables, so many different opportunities when it comes to generating income from the stock market that you need to give the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management the call at 422-0700. I guess, you know, you're looking at this you know, you in this economic times, you probably people are thinking dividends went out of fashion. But what we've learned this morning is that they're very much in fashion, and they should be a part of your investment strategy and your savings strategy.
I think in the current interest environment, they have to be part of you,
mm-hmm.
because I do not see any prudent way that you could generate the similar type of income that you were getting in 2007 today.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fixed income, the CDs, the money markets, are not paying anything. And with the Federal Reserve saying, well, 2014 is the first we might look at these rates going, I do think you have to think a little outside the box and just something as simple as the old-fashioned real estate. You know, everybody loves real estate.
And, right.
You can kick it and see it. And between real estate investment trusts, that are yielding 5 to 6%, or you know, we're offering a non-publicly traded at this point a REIT that's paying, one's paying 6.5% and one's paying 7%, and they're net leases, so that the tenant pays all the bills, and they're only 40% levered, and things like that. So there really is a lot of really interesting places out there, but you know, you have to be aware there is some volatility, there's trade-offs always in everything, but look at it this way. If you looked at some of the stocks we mentioned this
right.
morning, and in 2007, the market peaked. It right. went to half of that value in March of 2009, and now it's back to where it was in 2007. If you never opened a paper, you would own shares probably worth more than they were in 2007, and you would be getting more income because a lot of them raise their dividend every year in all that chaos. So I think it's an exciting time. I do think that there's lots of opportunities, and we hope that our thoughts today will help the public and get the income I'm sure they're going to need to continue to pay their bills.
And I think you would agree with me. It's important to talk to folks like Buena Vista Investment Management. You know, we hear about, well, you can go online. Well, I don't know about the average person. I don't have that kind of expertise, but I need to talk to folks like you who do this 24/7, who know what's going on.
Yeah, and I would concur with that. You know, it's an interesting country where we talk about education,
right.
The need for education. We have to take art. We have to take music. We have to take history. We have to take geography and all wonderful things, and gives us great background. But we don't have to have a finance class. We don't have to have a class in high school or college that is a mandatory class that teaches people how to balance their checkbook. What about credit cards? What about mortgages? What's the difference between a CD and a common stock? And, you know, one of my pet peeves is, you know, Congress always tries to make it, you know, protect us. Why
right.
don't they educate us? Why don't they
empower us?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
so, just as a political aside.
And yeah, but I think that's a valid point, a very valid point. And I think if that would ultimately lead to a much healthier economy for our country, and we'd probably start putting some of these financial problems in the back window then.
Well, that would be it, and it certainly would help eliminate all the scams that always takes place where someone preys upon someone's inability to decipher risk and reward. And, you know, we see it in our community. We see it all over. It happens. You think about the people that entrusted their money to Bernie Madoff. These were not people that weren't successful. That's why they had all that money, and yet it happens.
Okay. Well, Pete, that was very interesting. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. We'll see you next month.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
And we'll see you next month with Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management.
Central Wisconsin's